It's a warm welcome back to Linfield Football Club, Ryan.
Yeah, Andy, it's great to be back, to be honest. Obviously, timing on the second season, doing the treble, and then obviously an opportunity arose in South Africa, and it was too hard to turn down. And bad timing with regards to me and the club, but I feel that there's unfinished business here, and that's obviously one of the reasons why I came back to work with these players again and try and get that success back to Linfield Football Club.
It's the nucleus of the same sort of squad as you had before. It's, you know, Mark Dixon is there as number two. You know, a lot of familiar faces for you, isn't it?
Yeah, more or less everything has stayed the same. I've lost my assistant manager to Lurgan Town, and we wish Davey well. Davey was a great servant for me and a great servant for this football club for the 2 years that I was here. And you know, all the girls and me have massive respect for him, and we wish Lurgan Town all the best in the up and coming season, and I know they'll do well. With regards to coaching staff here, everybody stays. Mark Dixon is now the assistant manager. We know what Mark brings, his knowledge, the amount of appearances he made in the Irish League is unquestionable, and his experience is invaluable to us. And he's now coming in as the assistant manager. Michelle Crawford stays as first team coach, and Matthew Whitley stays as goalkeeping coach. So everything is as it was, more or less, with one or two departures. But we're in a good way, and we have a good squad, and I feel we'll be in the mix come the end of the season.
It's a massive game to start off the league season on Wednesday night, away to Newry City. We had some titanic battles with them in the past, and Wednesday should be another one.
Yeah, of course. Newry, obviously the current champions, won the league in the last game of the season, you know, against Mid Ulster, and they have Champions League football to look forward to this year, and they'll all be obviously out to retain their title and show everyone that they are the major team in this league. So it's going to be difficult, but our girls have to approach the manor in the right frame of mind. Again, we'll respect Newry and we'll respect everybody at the club. They've got some great players, some great people down there, so we'll respect them, but on the other hand, we'll be going out to try and get a result.
We won twice down there last year, once in the Irish Cup and once in the League Cup, so the players know that they can win down there. That's what it's all about, belief that you can win, isn't it?
Yeah, of course. Make no mistake about it, Andy. We have got a good squad of players, but it's like I said to the girls, the 11 names on paper doesn't warrant 3 points. It's the effort and it's the commitment and the desire that the first team squad at this club put the effort on the pitch, representing the badge, representing themselves and each other, and representing, you know, the culture that we believe in, and it means that we have to be 100% whoever we play, whether it be home or away.
It's a long season. It's the first game in a long season with League Cup, County Antrim Shield, Irish Cup. So it's one game at a time, and we look no further forward than the first game on Wednesday.
Of course, I think that's a mentality this year, that it's just going to be one game at a time. We address the Newry game on Wednesday night, and then we look to the next game the following Monday in the County Antrim Shield. That's just the way we look at it. That's just the mentality that we have to set with these girls, because this league, it's a short season. Anything can happen in them 14 games in the league season. The cup games, we now have Cliftonville reigning Irish Cup champions, League Cup champions. Sion Swifts are our amazing team, and again, great things going on up there. So it's going to be a fantastic league. It's an absolute credit to the Danske Bank and what they've done for the league coming in with the women's football, UTV and the coverage that they've given us. It's absolutely fantastic, and it can be nothing but good and great things coming off it for women's football. And to me, women deserve it in this country, because it's been coming, and our national team now are starting to pick up in results, so it's all good for the game here in Northern Ireland.
And the addition of Derry City is going to bring a new dimension to the league as well this season, isn't it?
It's definitely going to bring a lot of travelling now. It's definitely an overall league with a lot of travelling. But yeah, Derry, again, one of the teams, a bit like Newry, come through the ranks, have done very, very well, outright winners in the championship last year, and deservedly so. So going to be an unknown quantity. But again, we'll see the results in the first couple of weeks, and we'll take it from there. But again, they've done very well, and they deserve their spot here in the Premiership.
It's an exciting new season. You mentioned Danske Bank are the new sponsors. UTV will be given a lot of coverage. And NIFL, the Northern Ireland Football League, are now not just running the men's league, they're now running the women's Premier League as well. So it's a big season ahead here, isn't it?
Yeah, of course. And I think we heard the other day that maybe the Irish Cup's going to be played at Windsor Park. So there's a whole lot of motivation. It adds another bar to the professionalism of women's football in this league, and it's exciting. And all the girls, not only at Linfield Football Club, but all the girls playing in the NFL League this year. And not only the NFL League, Andy, it's, you know, the Championship. We also have the leagues down below. We can't forget that some of our players and some of the current players here have played in them leagues as well. So there is a big conveyor belt now. There's a lot of leagues. People seem to be pulling in the right direction. So it's exciting, and I can't wait to get started.
And Martin Parr's got a lot of great youngsters at under 14, 15, 16 level playing in our Swiss team as well.
Yeah, we have a good crop of young players there, and as like I said to our girls on Sunday when we're in training, you know, they're going to get a lot of game time this year with the first team, and it's we're going to blood them, see how they cope in some of the games, and it's exciting to see them come through as well, and you know, we're raring to go.
It's been a busy pre-season for many of our players. Kirsty McGuinness has been away in Croatia, I think, and Hannah Doherty, Sarah Haddock, Lauren Robson, you know, players like that have all been away with the international under 17s and 19s and the first team. So they've all been busy in representing the club and country well, haven't they?
Yeah, of course. And away at Linfield Football Club, Andy, we want every player at this club representing their national team. It's the highest accolade a player can do, representing their country. And make no mistake about it, and Linfield do back all the players that represent their country at any level, and we're proud that they represent us in such a great manner and such a high platform and a high stage of women's football. So it's great, and we have to keep blooding them players, and we have to keep providing our national team manager with them sort of players, and that will come now with the professionalism that NFL and the Danske Bank and UTV bring. So it's something to look forward to.
New signing there, Jessica Doran. She brings a lot of experience to the ranks too, doesn't she?
Yep, Jess has come in, but first and foremost I want to mention some of the players that have went out. Deborah McCarthy has went to Lisburn, and Deborah McCarthy again has been a fantastic player for this football club, represented us in Irish Cup finals, County Under finals, represented us throughout the league. So we wish her well. She's been a great servant here, and we wish her all the best for the forthcoming season. Nikki McWilliams has departed to go to Solitude Park, and again, a big loss for Linfield Football Club, and obviously makes Cliftonville a lot stronger. And Cliftonville, obviously, as I said, Irish Cup champions, League Cup champions, so it's a big boost for Cliftonville, but we have to get on to it, and we have players coming through that will do the job. But we wish Nikki well, we wish Deborah well, and I'm sure our paths will meet in the coming weeks.
And we've also got Lindsay Curry back in the squad this year after an absence last year.
Yeah, massive boost having Lindsay back in the squad. Obviously, Lindsay was out last year with having the baby, but she's coming back in slowly but surely. And again, her experience, her wealth of knowledge, you know, can only be good for the young Cubs coming through, can only be good for the changing room and the dressing room. So it's an absolute, you know, big boost for us to have Lindsay back in the squad.
It's welcome back to you. There's a feel-good factor around Linfield with the men's team approaching an Irish Cup final. So it would be great if, you know, the girls can go on and repeat some of the success they've enjoyed in the past couple of years. But first and foremost, it's good luck for a good start to the season on Wednesday night. You know, it'd be great if we could get a lot of our supporters out to support the team too, especially when we get back to Rathmore in a week or two's time. You know, we have Olive and Willie there, faithful every week. It'd be great if we could get more people out to support what is a great product, isn't it?
Yeah, I hope now with the Danske Bank and NFL obviously taking over the women's football, and with the current success of the men's team going on a good run, they're in the Irish Cup final, so it's creating a good buzz on the men's side of things at the club. So hopefully now, maybe a big push, and I would ask all the loyal Linfield supporters to come out and support our girls through this season, because we need the numbers, we need that support, you know, and I think Linfield are renowned for having such a great support in the men's side, so why not, can we not have such a good support in the women's side? And I would ask any home games that the Blues fans would get out and support us.
All the very best for Wednesday night and the weeks thereafter, Ryan, and hopefully we'll have a good and successful and enjoyable season.
Thanks, Andy.